Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Newsmakers podcast. I am your host, business management editor Matt Bishop, and we have a great show on tap for you here today. We'll be speaking with Brigham Dickinson, the owner of Power Selling Pros, a CSR training company. We'll hear about how his company got his start, and it's really a cool story about how they got going, how they got off the ground, kind of just a stroke of luck, if nothing else. And we'll talk about that and why training your CSRs is important in today's day and age. So coming up next, it's Brigham Dickinson right here on the Newsmakers Podcast. And we are now pleased to be joined by Brigham Dickinson here on the Newsmakers Podcast. Brigham, how are you today?
I'm great. Wonderful.
All right, that is fantastic. And of course, we are here today to speak about your company, Power Selling Pros, which is a CSR training company. First off, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started.
Well, it was an accident.
Really?
It really was. About 5 years ago, I was selling SEO and pay-per-click. I had three accounts. One of my accounts was Nearings Plumbing and Heating. And Troy Nearings is the owner of Nearings Plumbing and Heating. And as we were working together, he gave me a call. And I noticed that as he called me, that I needed to go in. Something was up. Something was not going the way that it should. I could just tell that he was frustrated about something. So I went in, sat down in his office, and he said that he was going to let me go. And I said, well, what do you mean you're going to let me go? And he said, well, look, the leads are coming in, but the leads are no good. And I said, what do you mean they're no good? The phone's ringing, right? Yes, it's definitely ringing, but the leads are no good. And I said, okay, well, what's happening? The phone would ring, and the customer would have a difficult question, such as, what do you charge for a pound of R22? Or, what do you charge for a thermocouple or a blower motor? What do you charge to come out? Or can I speak to a technician? And he said, these aren't leads, Brigham. And I said, wait a minute. How are they not leads? We're used to customers that work with us and know exactly what they want. They just want a technician to come out. And I said, oh, I see. Let me ask you something. Do you want to just take orders? Or do you want to get on the phone with somebody, find out what their situation is, and see what you can do to come out? And he said, well, I want to do both. And I said, I submit to you that these are leads. These are opportunities. Your team just isn't handling them the right way. And he says, well, I don't know if that's true. And I said, well, why don't I start recording your calls? Now, what am I trying to do here? I'm trying to save this account. Now, three accounts, this is a third of my income. And so I start listening to his calls with him after a couple of weeks of recording his calls. And he wanted to fire his entire staff. Now, this is back in, 2008, 2009? And I was like, no, you can't fire your team. This is no time to be firing anyone. Let's train them. And he says, okay, well, who do you think should train them? I said, look, I used to be a lead coordinator. I used to work for a company called Arctic Gear in Chico, California. I used to train them. And I used to book calls myself, and I'd also work with my team, and I would work with them, and I'd schedule their appointments. And he said, well, all right, well, I'll give you a shot. So I started working with his team, his call handling team, and his call conversions went up. And next thing I know, within a month, I got a phone call from another gentleman by the name of Tom Robichaud in Boulder, Colorado, Precision Plumbing and Heating. And he was talking to me, and he's like, so I hear you do call handling training. I said, yeah, I do that for Troy. Now, look, I was doing it for free. Why? Because I wanted to keep my SEO account. So what do I do with Tom? Well, I start selling SEO, and he says, well, I've got that covered, Brigham. But tell me more about how you're training his team to book calls and wow customers. And I said, well, I don't necessarily charge for that. So you'll have to do the SEO and the pay-per-click in order for me to do that, or at least consider doing that. He says, I don't think you're listening to me, Brigham. I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, I want to pay you to train my CSRs. And the light bulb came on for me. I realized at that moment that there was an opportunity here that I wasn't seeing. And so I transitioned my business model from selling SEO and pay-per-click to training CSRs to book calls and wow customers. And in time, I started bringing on a staff. I think one of the platforms was in New Jersey. I had a lead given to me by Tom and Troy, a company called Gold Medal in New Jersey. I don't know if you're familiar with Gold Medal.
Yes.
But it's a nice-sized company there in New Jersey. And I called them, and it was hard to – I mean, the guys there, they don't slow down. They're very busy. They're on top of things, and it's just hard to get a hold of them over the phone. And so I just told myself, I said, you know what? If I can book this flight and meet them in person, I know that they'll work with me. Now, if you remember, I had like three accounts. I don't have $1,000 to fly up to New Jersey and sit in the hotel room and have a rental car. And anyway, I just did it all on a whim, put everything on a credit card, thank you, Visa. And as I was flying up there, I realized that I had not told my wife that the opportunity here wasn't closed. I had a couple of other opportunities as well that I set up. I just opened up Googled a couple of companies and went for it. Anyway, as I was flying up there, I realized I hadn't told my wife, and I called her, and she was upset with me. That's okay. I apologized, and I told her that, look, we're going to make something happen. Don't you worry. And we go to Gold Medal, and Mike met with me, and we had a great conversation, but he wasn't ready to sign up. And so I left, but I wasn't getting down on myself. I had two other opportunities. I went to the second appointment, and the owner, for whatever reason, didn't even show up. Can you believe it?
Wow.
He didn't even show up. I mean, I flew over from Utah, for Pete's sake, and he wasn't even there. And so I went to the third appointment, and they loved it. They thought it was great, but they were about 6 months out from signing up. Great company. Scarron Heating and Cooling in Staten Island. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them. They also own Bob Mims, but great. Tom and Frank, great guys there. But they weren't ready to sign up, and so I call my wife that night. I give her the bad news. She's upset. I wake up the next morning. I'm packing my clothes. My flight leaves at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was just thinking about Gold Medal. I thought, you know what? I'm going to give Mike a call. And I give him a call to find out what's going on. He says, you know what? Why don't you come back in? Why don't we talk some more? And I looked and I said, you know what? I've got time. So I went over the bridge. I went through Staten Island, if you know the area, and got into New Jersey. And we talked. We negotiated. He signed. Called my wife. We cry. And Gold Medal was the means of probably 20 other heating and cooling companies over the next 6 months. And hired all my friends. I don't have a lot of them. So I hired them all. And today we've got over 100 companies where we teach them to book calls, wow customers over the phone, one-on-one every other week. We increase call conversions by at least 10% in every case to date. We work with well over 350 CSRs and counting. We're kind of spread throughout the United States. We've got a location in Sarasota, Florida, a location here in Utah. We have a location in Chicago. We're in the process of building a location in Portland, Oregon to help us with the West. And we're growing. We're doing well. The heating and cooling industry has been very good to us as we strive to serve them.
Wow, that's a pretty crazy story, and it really goes to show you that persistence does pay off. And, you know, I guess I was going to ask you, you know, what are some of your biggest success stories? But it sounds like even getting off the ground was a big accomplishment for you.
Yeah, very fortunate. I'm grateful that those that work with us, the heating and cooling industry by and large, has accepted what we do and how we do it. Seeing our desire to serve and to help them and help them in this capacity. I mean, there are so many opportunities that are lost over the phone, and nobody really specializes in this. This is all that we do. Not only is it all that we do, I mean, I was just at a company last week. I don't know if you're familiar with them, Atlas Butler. Nice-sized company in Columbus, Ohio. phenomenal group of individuals. But my intention was to come in, train them throughout the day, because it's a full day training to start. That's how we set the expectations. We come in 3 times a year. And then the next day, what I do is I get on the phones with the team. So I'm in that call center answering the phones, showing them how to do it. Not only do we teach it, but we show them how to do it the very next day. And I'm not sure that there's a company out there that gets their hands dirty like we do. We get our hands very dirty. We're in it. We show them how to do it. We show them our energy. We show them how to listen. We show them how to ask. We show them how to sell service agreements right over the phone. One of the things that that I was able to do at Atlas Butler, I answered the phones from probably 7:30 in the morning till 1, and I was able to sell 3 service agreements. And what was my point? My point here was to show the team that they can do this, that this isn't hard, and it's just a process. And they say, well, how are you so good at this? Well, I'm so good at it because I practice every day. You need to do the same thing. And that's the thing with this, is that you can teach somebody to your blue in the face. And then they go back to what they're doing in their office, and they don't implement anything. Well, that's the reason why we are so successful what we do, is because not only do we come to their office 3 times a year, we coach them one-on-one over the phone every other week using their own calls. It's a very positive environment. We chat with them about how they did on the calls that we're listening to, and they pick out for themselves, you know what, I should have done this, or I should have done that better. Man, I need to work on this, or I need to work on that. They know that our goal is to make them better, and they like that. They're not threatened by us at all, and we just give them the attention that they need. We train techs every week. We bring them in the office every week. If a dealer is worth their snuff, they're going to bring their technicians in every week, and they're going to train them. In fact, they have manufacturers that come in, and they teach them the technicians on new products and so on and so forth. And at the end of that training, they have donuts and bagels, right? And the CSRs, they get second thinkings. They shouldn't do that. They should give the CSRs the attention that they need and that they deserve. The customer's expectation today is a whole lot higher than what it was 10 years ago. They are up against it. I mean, they really have a difficult job. Not only do they need to book the appointment, but they've got to wow the customer, so when the customer hangs up, they don't call anybody else. This is a vital part of the selling process, and we're the only ones in this industry that specialize in it and that hold the CSRs accountable. I mean, we've got clients that have been working with us, training their CSRs for the last 5 years since we started. Toy Nearings is still an account with us. We've got companies like Chris Cooley that has been with us for almost 4 years now. Russell's Heating and Cooling and so on and so forth. Like I said, over 100 contractors. We work with them every other week using their own calls. And they work with us. Why? Because we give their CSRs the attention that they need, just like they give their technicians the attention that they need. It's kind of like the owner, for whatever reason, they're comfortable with the technicians, not so much with the CSRs. I mean, if there's drama in the office, the first thing they do is run into their own office, shut the door, and wait till it's over. Are you serious? I mean, you're going to let that person answer your phones and talk to your customers? Well, they don't like the drama. They used to be technicians themselves in many cases, and so they're not comfortable with it. Well, we come in, and we're very comfortable with it. We're very comfortable working with them, getting through that drama and helping them perform at an extremely high level. So we're a coach. We're a coaching team. I mean, once you get your team to the Super Bowl, the last thing you want to do is let them go, which is why we're able to keep our customers, because we take them to the Super Bowl every day, every day.
Now, obviously, for you to go full force with Power Selling Pros, there had to have been a moment there where you realized that there was a void for CSR training in this industry. So I wanted to know, what was that moment that made you realize that, hey, you know, there's people clamoring for this?
It was Tom Robichaud when he told me that he wanted to pay me to train his CSRs. That was when the light bulb came on for me. And I think maybe to a certain extent, the more I listened to calls, the more I started working with contractors. I mean, you're right. In the beginning, when I first started doing this, it was a hard sell. I mean, they wanted to, you know, have their CSRs trained over a day and say, okay, done. It's like, you know, checking it off their list. But these are but these are people, these are human beings, and if they don't have a chance to practice on a regular basis, if they don't have a chance to listen to their own calls, you're doing them a disservice. They're not going to perform at a high level because they're not getting the attention that they need. It's kind of like a professional football player. 30 years ago, you didn't need to practice very much. You could play on talent, and you could drink at night and on the weekends and party, and you know they did that. But today, you can't play just off of talent. I mean, when you compare the customer's expectation today to what it was, say, 10 years ago, would you say that it's higher today?
Much.
Yeah, leaps and bounds. Leaps and bounds. I mean, you've got customers that literally call CSRs today, and they say, hey, you just charged me $500 for a $2 part. What's that all about? Do you see what I'm saying? That's what the CSR is up against. They are professionals, and they need to be treated like professionals. They need to practice. They need to listen to their own calls, which is the equivalent of watching video for a football player. I mean, can you imagine Peyton Manning waking up and saying, you know what, I'm good. I don't need a coach anymore. I don't need to watch video. I don't need to practice. I've been doing this since I was 6 years old. The CSR can say the same thing. What could you possibly teach me? I've been doing this for the last 20 years. And by the time we're done with that initial expectation that is set, they're like, oh my gosh, I have so much to learn. Why? Because they're not honing their skill. They're not honing it. They're not practicing. And so it's just like a professional football player. Again, like you train your techs, you should be training your CSRs, with or without us.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel that CSR training is often overlooked by contractors?
Yeah, I would say that it's overlooked by some. I got to be very careful about this answer. There are companies that understand it completely. They get it. They understand it. And there are those that, like I said, they feel like, okay, I'm going to train my CSRs. They check that off the list, and they move that on to the next thing. It just doesn't work that way. The customer's expectation is way too high, and the CSR needs constant attention. They need constant training. They need constant accountability. If you don't have a staff in-house to do that, I've seen that in one case where they have a CSR manager and two supervisors and 20 CSRs. But do you see what I'm getting at there?
Mm-hmm.
They know it. They know what they should be. And I'll just tell you who it is. It's Morris Jenkins. They're on it. Are you familiar with Morris Jenkins?
I'm not.
Okay. They are a company in Charlotte. And I don't hold me to it, but I know they've got 20 CSRs. So you can only imagine how many technicians they have. They do residential, maybe some light commercial, but they've got technicians that are working from, you know, 5 a.m. up until 3, and then they've got another shift that works from 3 until. Their slogan is "You'll have warm heat in your house tonight." They've got it down. They've got it down. They've got the process where they need it. Where they need it to be. But look how much time and attention they put into their CSR department. A CSR manager and 2 supervisors, okay? They're on it. They're listening to calls on a regular basis. If you don't have that in place, well, then you should be working with us. Use them as the example. They've got it down. They've got it down. I mean, think about it. You'll have warm heat in your house tonight. They've got technicians working until 1 o'clock in the morning. I guess it just depends on where you want to be. There's some companies that don't want to be that big, and that's fine. That's okay. But if you want to keep yours, in other words, your customers call in, and they're booking with you, or they call you off an advertisement that you put in on the net, or you put it in radio, or TV, or whatever it is, whatever medium you put it in, you spend money to make that phone ring. Well, then you better make sure that phone call books with you. Not only do they book with you, but when they hang up, they don't kind of call anybody else. You are 911. There's no 912. If you can do that without us, do it. Do it no matter how big you are or small. Keep yours. Keep yours. If you feel in your heart of hearts that you can do that, and it's a funny thing. there are some companies that we talk to, they say, oh, we've got that down. Our CSRs are great. They usually name the CSR, say that that CSR's name is Pam. Oh, they love Pam. She's fantastic. Have you listened to your calls? Just do that for me. Listen to them. Every time I have a contractor take me up on that, they're disappointed. They're disappointed. And we start working together. So I don't know if that answers your question. If they're listening to their calls, they either need us or they need infrastructure. If they don't have that infrastructure, if they don't have that training mechanism in place that holds their team accountable and trains them on a regular basis, there isn't another company out there that does what we do. And that's, and there's an exclamation point. In the HVAC industry, there isn't a company that trains the way that we train and that holds them accountable the way that we hold them accountable, nor can they get the results that we get. In every case to date, we've increased call conversion by at least 10%. Nobody can say that because they don't do it. They don't hold our team. They don't hold their clients accountable like we do. So I don't know if that answers your question or not, but anyway.
All right, well, Brigham, we'll wrap it up here, but not before one final question. How many days are you on the road per year, and what does the future hold for Power Selling Pros?
How many days a year am I on the road? I've got a nice team that helps me. There's five of us that train in person now. There's 21 total in the company, and that includes coaches, call monitors, trainers, and a recruiter. I didn't even tell you about that. We help you find new CSRs. It's a very cool process. We have an ad that you approve, a help wanted ad. Once you approve it, we place it. We ask you to also place it wherever else you feel like we'll get a result or a response. The resumes come back to us. We interview them over the phone. We do a social media character check, only because you'd be surprised what you find on Facebook. And we do a DISC personality profile test. DISC is kind of one of the big buzzwords in the industry right now, making sure that you've got the right personality profiles in your office. So we do that as well. And that's all included in the service we provide. That's not an extra service. It's all included. It's a package deal. So we've got a team. We've got a staff. We continue to grow. So I would say that the sky's the limit as far as what we're capable of doing. How much am I traveling? Well, I travel a lot, and it's fun. I enjoy it. But I've got a team that helps me as well. So when I'm in one area, they're in the next. And that's why we've got trainers spread throughout the United States so that we could handle the business we have and more. So that was the answer to the first question. Tell me, what was the second question again?
The second question would be, I get you pretty much nailed it. What does the future hold for Power Selling Pros?
You know, we continue to grow. We've doubled every year for the last 5 years. So I would say that as long as we're getting results for our accounts and our clients, I don't see our growth being stalled anytime soon.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Brigham, those are all the questions we have, and we want to thank you for joining us here today on the Newsmakers Podcast.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
That's going to do it for this week here on the Newsmakers Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Brigham Dickinson. So we want to thank all of you for listening, and we encourage you to join us for our other Newsmakers Podcasts, which are available to download for free each Friday on iTunes. For more information on the news and all of our latest stories, podcasts, videos, technical information, and so much more, visit us at achrnews.com. For the news, I'm Matt Bishop. Have a great day.